There was a cook who was in the frozen food section looking for a chicken for a Sunday dinner, but there were going to be a lot of guests. So there was need for a large chicken, but only small chickens were there in the frozen food section. So the cook goes up to one of the stock boys and said, "Are these chickens going to get any larger?" And the stock boy said, "No, they're dead." There is a limit in this life, how we can choose and how we can live. Everyone has an end. And that is why in today's gospel, Jesus shows us how important it is to care for your soul, for you as a human being. Very soon, we will have a political midterm election. A couple of days ago, there was a war that began in which we are involved. It is no wonder that in the liturgy, the very first ectenia or litany is about peace. How important it is to have peace in the world and peace in our soul. This is more important than your health. Jesus says this because on the cross, one of the very first people he prays for is those who are persecuting him. "Lord, forgive them, for they don't know what they're doing." We should be thinking about those people who are weakest in society. In medical triage, you go to the people who are hurting the most to save their life, who are mostly in danger of death. In the spiritual world, sometimes we go to the opposite. We pray for the people who love and those who love us. And Jesus says, what good is it if you pray for those who love you? Sinners do as much. What good is it if you are kind to the people who are kind to you? Sinners do as much. Be like your Heavenly Father, who sends the rain and the sunshine on the good and the sinners alike. So during this time of Lent, I would propose to you all this week, before we celebrate the Holy Cross next Sunday, pray for your enemies. Pray for those who hate you. Pray for those who want to destroy your careers and your life. Pray for those who are most in need of your prayers. In this way, you will be like your Heavenly Father, and you will follow the example of Jesus Christ, who on the cross near death thought of those people who needed help the most. There is a story of a young girl in the South who was being persecuted, and she was only in third grade. And she went up to these people screaming and yelling at her, so much so that the police took her away and a psychologist interviewed and said, "What did you say to those people who were screaming these hateful things against you?" And she said, "I prayed for them." And the psychologist said, "Why did you do that?" And the girl in astonishment said, "Don't you think they need it? Don't you think they need it?" Those people who try to hurt you and persecute you, the very people we sometimes call our enemies, are the ones who need our prayers the most. Let's be like our Heavenly Father. Let's be like Jesus. Pray for those who persecute you because they need your prayers the most. Slava Iisusu Hristu.